This book as a starting point for creating spells tailor-made for your individual goals and challenges. After all, the spells in this book don't summon any supernatural powers to do your bidding. They don't need the approval of a magical council. They're effective because they help you focus, think, breathe, and act using ritual and fire and some words that you might feel silly saying out loud. A spell you make yourself will work just as well, and in some cases, better, to give you clarity. Building a spell requires deep thought about symbolism, meaning, and what objects and words inspire power in you. Here are some ways you can go about constructing one for yourself. 1. Think about the tone of your spell. Figure out how you want your spell to make you feel, and think about what textures or colors create that feeling. This will help determine not just the setting and style of your spell, but the materials used. Is the spell's desired effect fueled by passion, heat, and fire, or peacefulness, coolness, and water? For a spell about love, for example, you might use a red candle instead of a blue one to symbolize passion. For a spell about making amends, you'll want to use something made of a soft and giving material to evoke flexibility and comfort. 2. Consider your objects. Aside from colored candles or herbs and oils that represent different energies, choose spell objects that have personal resonance with the things you're trying to accomplish. Having an emotional tie to a spell always increases its strength. Does the smell of toasting marshmallows soothe you? Devise a centering ritual around roasting them. Does your grandmother's wool blanket make you feel safe? Use it in a protection spell. If the spell relates to another person, incorporate an item of their clothing or a photo of the person to enhance your perception of them. 3. Mark your words. An incantation can make your practice feel more grounded and active than a spell that involves only actions or thoughts. In fact, finding the right words can be part of the magic. As you literally articulate your desires, you mentally home in on the specifics of what you want. Your incantation can use the name of the person you're trying to influence, even if it's you, call on gods or powers you want to help you, or just plainly state the thing you want again and again. It doesn't even have to rhyme. 4. Create a beginning, middle, and end. Think of a spell as a workout. Start with a warm-up, setting your tools, lighting candles, pouring water, arranging things, and taking a moment to set your intentions and feel comfortable in your space. Next comes the heavy lifting, the main event, where you perform the ritual you've designed to attract the desired outcome. Cooking something, binding a doll, drawing a magic rune, or speak the words of an incantation. Finally, the cool down slowly draws you out of the spell, which can be as easy as thanking yourself for making the effort. 5. Mean it. A spell doesn't have to be a major production with incense and crystals and 100 steps. It can be, if that's what makes it feel real to you, but it can also be a quiet moment you take for yourself with no accessories or poetry. What matters is whether you believe it. Sometimes the ritual is a way to spark a belief or emotion that isn't yet present in you. Other times, it's simply a way to organize what you already feel. But no matter what your goal or method, some part of you should be comforted, delighted, or moved by the process. You should feel like you're making magic. How to harness the elements. Fire. Fire represents energy, love, passion, and power, which can quickly turn to anger. It is represented in spells by burning candles, lighting incense, or incorporating ashes, and its associative colors are red, orange, and gold. You know, fire colors. If you're kitchen witching, channel fire through chili, cinnamon, or garlic. Water. Water is the element of emotions, and it is also used for purification and seeking wisdom. You can utilize it in spells by drinking it, submerging other objects in it, or washing yourself in it. It can be useful in spells designed to get you in touch with feminine qualities. Earth. Earth is a grounding element. Get it? That represents stability and calm, as well as abundance, strength, and growth. Using stones, dirt, wood, or herbs in spells are all ways to incorporate earth, as well as earthy colors like green and brown. Crystals are also a good choice to incorporate in earth-based spells. Air. Air is the element of the mind and of freedom. It is used in spells for intelligence, psychic powers, or any kind of release and relaxation. Because air is more difficult to harness than earth or water, many witches invoke its power with a wand. Air can also work in tandem with fire through the act of blowing out incense or candles. Its associated season is spring, the time of new beginnings and new life. A spell for new endeavors. If something is tough to start or will be tough to continue, or both, it's worth taking a moment, and perhaps casting a spell, to mark your new endeavor. What you'll need: a small yellow candle, a butter knife, matches, a phone or other music player, a cushion or comfortable chair. As a culture, we already have a lot of rituals to mark the launch of something momentous and new. Exchanging rings, moving the tassel on your mortarboard, breaking a bottle of champagne over the prow of a ship. But what about smaller, personal efforts? Sometimes we might need a ritual, like this one, for putting in a load of laundry, starting that work project, or even getting out of bed in the morning. Cue up 3 songs on your phone or music player. 1 soothing song, 1 mid-tempo song, and 1 energizing song. Make sure you'll be able to skip easily from one to the next. You'll want to use a smaller candle, like a birthday or Hanukkah candle, for this ritual, since a votive candle burns too slowly. Using the butter knife, or a toothpick, make 3 marks on the candle. 1 a quarter inch to a half inch down from the top, 1 a quarter inch to a half inch down from that, and the 3rd another quarter inch to half inch down from that. Start playing the soothing song and sit in a comfortable place with the candle in front of you. Light the candle and say aloud, "Ready." Watch the candle burn and think about the history of your new endeavor. How did you get to this point? How have you prepared yourself? When the candle burns down to your first mark, stand up or move in a way that uses an increasing level of energy. Change to the mid-tempo song and say aloud, "Set." Remain standing and keep watching the candle. Envision the first steps of your new endeavor. How will you begin? When the candle burns down to your second mark, change to the energizing song and say aloud, "Go." Start moving. You can decide how much effort you want to use, whether this is dancing or running in place or just wiggling your arms. Picture yourself succeeding in your new endeavor. What will success look like? What are your goals? When the candle burns to your third mark, blow it out. You're ready. Go! This concludes Basic Witches by Jaya Saxena and Jess Zimmerman. Narrated by Amy McFadden. Copyright 2017 by Jaya Saxena and Jess Zimmerman. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Quirk Books and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright there too. Please visit Tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.